This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
U.S. food producers are expediting shipments to Mexico and seeking alternative markets as concerns rise over immigration and trade policy changes. Food producers are lining up alternative markets as business could be at risk if clashes over trade and immigration escalate between Mexico and the U.S., according to Reuters. The new Trump administration is pledging to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement and impose a 20% import tax to pay for a border wall. Producers of corn, soybean meal, and dry distillers grains are attempting to accelerate shipments because the potential tariffs could disrupt trade. One trade expert says that they don't know what will happen in the next month or the next week, adding that U.S. exporters are trying to move product as fast as they can. Any changes to trade policy that are detrimental to Mexico will likely lead to retaliation. Reuters points out that in 2009 and 2010, Mexico put tariffs on 99 American exports in retaliation to the U.S. blocking Mexican trucks from using U.S. highways. The dispute cost U.S. businesses more than $2 billion. In local ag news, the Staunton FFA Alumni Group's annual dinner auction is planned for this Saturday, and with the details is the group's president, Mike Kessler.
Yes, it's our 10th annual FFA Alumni dinner auction held at the 4th this Saturday at the Crystal Ballroom in Staunton. Doors will open at 4 p.m. We will have a buffet dinner starting at 4:30 till 6:30, along with a silent auction from 4th to 6:30, and our live auction will begin roughly at 7 o'clock. Tickets are $25 a piece. It does include the food buffet and beverages for throughout the night. Get you in for a great time.
Have a pretty good turnout for this, don't you, each year?
Yes, typically we average 400 people plus. We've had it as high as 550 in some years.
And this is a family-friendly event, so if you would want to bring the whole family along, that is okay to do.
That is correct. All tickets will still be the same price at the $25 per ticket.
Okay, sounds good. I know this is just one of several events and things that the group works on throughout the year. Mike, if you could maybe fill us in on some of the other projects that you guys have done throughout 2016 and as you're headed into the new year.
Yes, we started out the year after our dinner auction from last year. We had a trivia night, which was held in the spring. And then over the right after Labor Day, we had our annual tractor ride, which about 70 tractors participating. Took a nice long ride there. And then we finished it up in October with our first annual golf outing.
How has the participation been for the group and your meetings, and maybe how often do you meet? Do you have a pretty good size of people that shows up to be involved, and are you looking for new members?
Yes, we're continually looking for new members to participate throughout the area, especially with the Staunton schools. We do hold monthly meetings as well as two semi-annual meetings, which is part of the larger group that we would have. Usually we have 25 to 40 people attend the semi-annual meeting, with our monthly meetings averaging somewhere around the 15 to 20 people range.
Well, I'd say that's a pretty good group and pretty lucky to have that much participation. I know there's some schools around the area that don't have the option of having an alumni group, so great to hear that you've got a lot of people involved. As far as becoming a member, do your members need to be past FFA members in high school, or is it open to anyone?
No, membership is open to anyone. You do not have to have been a past FFA member or have a student in school. I know that's been the conception a lot of times, the thought process, but that is not necessary.
And simply open to anyone with an interest. You don't even need to be involved in agriculture if you just want to get involved with the group and have an appreciation for it.
That is correct.
Okay, well, Mike, thanks for the update. And if you would, before we wrap up, just remind us again the details about your event this Saturday.
Once again, doors will open at 4 p.m. on Saturday at the Crystal Ballroom in Staunton. Tickets will be available at the door. They are also available at Bill's IGA and due to Ace Hardware in Staunton, as well as Prairie Town Feed Service in Prairie Town.
And once again, that was Mike Kessler, president of the Staunton FFA Alumni. Well, continuing on the local side of things, the Illinois Pork Expo took place Tuesday and Wednesday in Springfield. The expo agenda was packed with meetings, receptions, and the swine-specific trade show. And one of our local friends was partaking in the activities. I had a chance to catch up with Phil Borgic, who's a hog farmer in Montgomery County. And he filled me in on how things are going at home and what he's been working on with the National Pork Producers Council.
Things are going great. We've had a mild winter to this point, and anytime that happens, it just makes life go a lot easier.
Well, good to hear. I know a lot of changes have happened recently, one of those being with the veterinary feed directive. Did that impact you at all, or were you pretty much doing the things that were required already with keeping records?
Well, it's actually changed everybody's procedures because, yes, we kept records, but now we're required to keep them. We're required to keep them in a certain form. But we were prepared. We started 6 months ago. Systems were in place, so we was able to transition into that new system without a problem.
Well, it's always good to hear. I just asked another gentleman how things were going. He said, well, it's made some changes, but it's livable, and they're handling it. So good news. The last time I saw you, I was on a tour of your farm, which I enjoyed very much. I take it you're still involved with having other groups out to see the operation.
We are. We not a strict an open door policy, but we try to get as many people through there as we can. People just don't realize what happens at a sow farm today, how much care and compassion is that we give to our animals on a daily basis, and how much our employees and staff really care about what they do, and how much they enjoy what they do, and how much technology and science goes into pork production today.
And the tour really is an educational experience, and I know that's something that you're very passionate about. You just mentioned to me new legislators that are in office. You want to have them out possibly to see how things work.
Well, agriculture in general, I think, is 3%, and a fraction of 1% of that is involved with livestock production, especially pork production. And so we have to tell our story. Nobody else is going to do it for us. And so have a passion and drive to educate, inform people on what we do, and so they can see it firsthand. There's nothing like seeing it firsthand.
I would have to agree. As I said already, it was a lot of fun coming out for the tour. You're also, not only are you busy enough with just the farm, you're involved with the Illinois Pork Producers and the National Pork Producers Council. Maybe just give us an update on what things have been like for that group and what you've been working on.
Well, things are changing. We have a new administration in place, and so trying to navigate where they're headed and some changes they might bring. The new administration has helped us on blocking some things that the previous administration left on their doorstep as they left office, and so being able to slow things down, let them look at it, and then come up with better regulations than that we have today is important to us. Trade is a big issue with us. We 25% off our pork is exported to somewhere else in the world, and the Trump administration at this point is really looking to trade hard, those trade agreements, and so we're working closely with them to inform them on what that really means to us and how important that is to us.
Yeah, with the recent news of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, I imagine that's something that the National Pork Producers Council would have been in favor of keeping versus doing away with.
Yeah, absolutely. Our Nick Giordano on staff at the National Pork Council was very involved with the TPP and helped, put out some points that we need to negotiate, and we had a deal that was very favorable for pork production and pork producers. But it's a new world. We'll adjust. It looks like bilateral, trilateral agreements may be possible, and so we're going to be very aggressively going after that.
Upcoming meetings, I think you mentioned you've got something coming up in March that you'll be busy with.
Yes, in March is National Pork Forum. So the two organizations, the National Pork Board, National Pork Council, then we'll bring their delegate bodies together. And then that's where you get your annual governances and set direction for the next year and get a review of what happened this last year. So that'll be in Atlanta the first week of March. And we hope for some great weather and we can enjoy the environment down there.
Phil Borgic of Montgomery County, and that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.